I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 20th. A dog is safe and back with his family after a close call at a Quincy quarry yesterday. The family is crediting the Quincy Fire Department with saving their dog's life. Otis, a 2-year-old chocolate lab, belongs to Julie Nason. Nason says she was taking Otis out for a walk on her lunch break when he took off down the quarry near the water at Granite Links. Julie says Otis was stuck at least 25 feet down for about 15 minutes. He couldn't make his way back up. Julie couldn't make her way down, so she called 911. Deputy Chief Stephen Bayless says Engine 5 was just down the street. Firefighters arrived moments later. First firefighter to get to Otis was Lieutenant Dan Duncan, who was able to grab him out of the water. Otis was unharmed. Julie had some pizzas delivered to the firehouse last night as a thank you. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing his office recently intercepted and confiscated 35 sublingual strips of Suboxone from an inmate attempting to illegally smuggle the substance into the Norfolk County House of Corrections in Dedham. The value inside the facility for the contraband recovered is about $14,000. When prescribed, Suboxone helps patients with reducing their dependence on opioids and decreases the severity of withdrawal symptoms. It can be used with therapy and other tools to break the cycle of addiction. Like other opioid replacement medications, Suboxone is a controlled substance, and its unauthorized introduction into the jail threatens to undermine the recovery work of justice-involved individuals with substance use disorder. Sheriff's Office provides a comprehensive set of recovery resources for justice-involved individuals with substance use disorder, including individual and group counseling, medication for opioid use disorder, recovery panels connecting participants to community partners, and a residential substance treatment program. Well, Attorney General Mara Healey is launching her campaign for governor of Massachusetts. Healey, who has served 2 terms as state attorney general, plans to focus her campaign on the economy, making child care affordable, modernizing Massachusetts schools so every child learns in a safe and sustainable environment, and the climate crisis. In a video announcing her candidacy, Healey highlights the resiliency of Massachusetts communities throughout the pandemic and the importance of working in a partnership with the people most deeply impacted by the public health crisis and economic inequality. Healey describes her upbringing as 1 of 5 siblings raised by a single mother and how she learned the importance of community, empathy, and teamwork to get through difficult times. Healey ran as a first-time candidate in 2014 and was elected the first openly gay attorney general in the country. She's focused on safeguarding civil rights, holding bad actors accountable, and building community. She created the office's first ever community engagement division and established her office as the first statewide office to implement paid family leave. Healey led groundbreaking lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family, and other opioid companies, securing hundreds of millions of dollars for treatment and recovery. Her office has also prioritized holding accountable predatory student loan providers, taking on harmful polluters, and protecting the health and well-being of children. Healey is the 3rd woman to enter the Democratic primary. Danielle Allen and Sonia Chang Diaz launched their bids months ago. Chang Diaz is a current state senator. Allen is a Harvard University political science professor. Healey is considered a clear frontrunner for the nomination and to win the general election. Polling conducted by UMass Amherst found Healey had an early advantage over the other Democrats. Campaign finance reports show Healey is entering the race with over $3.6 million at her disposal. Allen has about $370,000, Chang Diaz about $250,000. Another Democrat, Ben Downing, already dropped out of the race. 2-term Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, announced in December he would not be seeking another term. Former State Representative Jeff Deal, a Republican, announced his candidacy for governor back in July. The Baker administration yesterday unveiling a new statewide COVID-19 testing initiative for child care centers that officials touted as a first-in-the-nation approach to help keep more kids safely in programs as virus spread remains high. Through the opt-in testing for child care effort, centers can receive rapid antigen tests by the week of January 31st, should they choose to do so by January 24th. The supply will allow program staff and children over the age of 2 who are close contacts to a COVID-infected person to test daily for 5 consecutive days following exposure. Those individuals will be allowed to remain in care programs as long as they continuously test negative. The effort also allows symptomatic staffers and children 2 years old and older to receive testing. Weekly pooled PCR testing will also be offered. Providers can opt in to any of the testing regimens or all three. Care centers will have flexibility over how children can be tested, whether testing happens on-site or at children's homes. The rollout comes in tandem with a new approach to testing in schools, announced by Baker on Tuesday. Schools across the state now have the option to receive at-home rapid test kits for students and teachers in lieu of the state's test and stay program, which relies on testing through contact tracing. Quincy Public Schools are expected to participate in the new test-at-home program. The child care centers and school testing initiatives will both be served by the state's recent purchase of 26 million testing kits. Well, a Bloodmobile will be at the South Shore YMCA in Quincy today. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center will be collecting blood for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Brigham and Women's Hospital from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. All donors will receive a Kraft Family Blood Donor Center hooded sweatshirt. A photo ID is required for all donors. Reminder, there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy this week due to the Martin Luther Jr. King holiday back on Monday. A check of business news. Stocks are down again. The Dow dropped 339. The NASDAQ fell 166. And the S&P lost 44. Asian stocks were higher after China cut interest rates. The dollar rose, the euro was flat, and oil at over $85 a barrel. In sports, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Celtics 111-102. The Bruins host the Capitals tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, scattered rain and snow showers with a high 35. For tonight, cloudy. And low dropping to 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 21. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 25. Partly cloudy, 34 for Sunday. For the boater today, waves 2 feet. Northwest wind gusting to 20 knots. High tide right before 1 p.m. Sunrise at 7:07, set at 4:42. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, January 20th.